We turn in God's Word to the Gospel of John. John chapter 12, verse 32, "Then I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This is an actual fact, a prophecy that our Lord Jesus Christ is making. He is the great prophet. He spake authoritatively, he spake infallibly the word of God. And this is an amazing prophecy he makes that has found fulfillment. It's a prophecy about two things. It is, first of all, a prophecy about his death. "I will be lifted up." He knows he will be crucified. This he spake signifying what death he should die. So he prophesies his death. The prophet prophesies his priestly function. "I'll be lifted up." But not only is it a prophecy of his priestly function and of his death, it is also a prophecy of his kingly function and of his drawing power. Because not only does he say, "I be lifted up," he says, "If or when I be lifted up, I shall also draw all unto myself." Christ draws men. He draws men as the one who was shamefully crucified. We would think there is no power in a cross. We would think there is no drawing attraction in the agony of Calvary. But Jesus promises there is and there shall be. For he says, as the lifted up one, lifted up to die, he says, he will draw all unto himself. That's a prophecy. It's a prophecy that has been fulfilled. Many have been drawn to Christ. Every day it's been fulfilled. It's been fulfilled this day. Men, he is still drawing men to himself. And it will continue to be filled until the last day, when he shall have drawn into his temple the very last living stone among his elect, drawn them all, everyone drawn by the power of the cross. And we are drawn to Christ. We have been drawn to Christ, else we would not be here. And that is why we are drawn to this table, because being drawn to Christ by Christ, we are drawn to his table where he is, because he is here. We read that he sat down and with him his 12 apostles, and today at this table he is sat down and we have been drawn to sit down with him. I would ask you tonight, what has drawn you to Jesus Christ? If Jesus says, being lifted up and crucified in the shame and agony of Calvary, "I will draw to myself all men," what has drawn us about him? Why have you been drawn to Christ? Why have you been attracted to him? Why, like a magnet, have you been drawn into his presence? And he's not speaking about our bodies mainly. He's speaking about our hearts. Our hearts have been drawn to him, like the heart of a spouse, the heart of a wife to a husband, drawn. That's how we've been drawn to Christ. What drew us? What drew us? Well, there are so many things about Jesus that drew us. His wisdom drew us. Never man spake like this man. His words are mighty. His deeds are powerful. We were drawn to him. We were drawn to his claims. His claims to be the Son of God. He made mighty claims. They are either true or he is an impostor. And if he's an impostor who utters false claims, he is utterly unworthy. But we have been persuaded they are true claims. that he has manifested the truth of his claims by his godliness and his holiness. His holiness drew us. His sinlessness attracted us. His person, like a magnet, drew us to himself. We came to Jesus because we were won by him. But especially, Christ crucified drew us. Not because of the shame of Calvary. Not because of the agony and the awful bloodshedding and the terrible mess that took place at such a scene. Such a scene we would normally turn from. It would shock us. We could not look upon it. But instead we have been drawn to the lifted up one. Even in the midst of this scene, we have been drawn to Christ crucified. Why have we been drawn to Christ crucified? Why has it drawn us? You know the answer, brethren and sisters. Because it is the remedy for our sins. It's the answer for our souls. It's the means of our reconciliation with God, the lifted up one. We have seen that. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, we have discovered that. We have seen that he is not just our remedy for our sinful, needy souls, but we have seen that he is the remedy, the only remedy, crucified for our sins, and we're drawn to him. This prophecy has been fulfilled this day. The words of Jesus are so true. The lifted up one has drawn all, and through grace we are numbered among them. Ah, oh, bless his name. He drew you ere you knew him. He drew you with the cords of love. He drew you to himself. And you're here. Bless his name. And love him. Admire him. And enjoy him now as we eat his body and drink his blood.